The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Grandpa! Grandpa, wake up!
Oh my god, I fell asleep. Okay, where was I? Oh, that's right. The Grand Bachelorette Tournament. Now, I know what you're thinking. You watch the reruns already. You know what happens. But you don't know the whole story. A few weeks after the Bone Whale was destroyed, the party returns to Fidopolis. But Alonzo is nowhere to be found. They look everywhere, they're ready to give up, but then they see a column of fire burst on the horizon. The speaker calls the party together and sends them to Tortopolis, the city underground. Alonzo has to be there. Far outside Fidopolis, the party arrives at a deep maw in the ground, surrounded by a perfect circle of ash. They jump down, landing in a coliseum of screaming fans with a disembodied voice announcing the start of a grand battle. Tracy, Johnny, and Inara slowly realize they've unwittingly joined a reality show called the Bachelorette Tournament, a show broadcast throughout the entire realm. They're thrown into a competition for the heart of Representative Brink, a powerful and beautiful woman. In a house of gold run by people of mud, the party finds new friends, new enemies, and a trio of doppelgangers. An elf woman named Autumn, a bald preacher named Alice, and a warforged named P-O-R-O. But no one has seen Alonzo. Tracy tries to hack his way out of the mansion. He fails, but the TV producers offer him a deal. They have information on his past. All he has to do is play along. He also finds help from two halflings disguised as a wealthy benefactor, who turn out to be from the Redthroat Gang. They want Tracy to throw the competition by helping Chad, an ooze who's convinced he's a human, to win it all. Johnny finds an ally in local artist and celebrity Nodo Odo, and Autumn reveals to Inara that she too is in the Assassin's Guild. But their benefactors can't help them once they're dropped into the Colosseum, where a literal nightmare, a snarling flying horse demon, awaits them. Autumn prevails, and the party survives the fight and the elimination ceremony later that night. Alice is eliminated and nearly pulled down through a portal that opens up in the floor. Johnny holds the portal open to save her, and in the commotion, a magic arrow flies through the hole. In the chaos, the party regroups to strategize. Inara finds a tunnel in their bathroom that leads to a dusty attic, filled with papers from something called the Council of Bright, who've been running tournaments like this for a very long time. They also find a massive cave, complete with a minecart, that sends them plunging through the cave, ending at a heavy bolted door. Tracy pries it open and steps into an abandoned workroom, complete with 9 Warforged skeletons that all look like him. Inside, Inara cracks open a chest and finds a pitcher that can magically conjure holy water. Fellow contestant P-O-R-O bursts in, but they're not a Warforged at all, but a gnome named Salmon that stole one of the Warforged exosuits. As they talk, they're discovered by the Mud People producers before they can learn who made all the suits, and they're thrust back into the Colosseum for a final showdown. Representative Brink tries to help, but she can't make the Mud People stand down. Inara finds a secret compartment hiding a vial of swirling magic mud in Brink's boots, and when she smashes it, the Colosseum floor falls away, leaving the party in a swampy basement with strange stalactites hanging from the ceiling. But that's not mud. It's the petrified bodies of the eliminated contestants. And Alonzo! The Mud People fight the party in the name of the Council of Bright and the mysterious announcer. With some quick thinking and powerful magic, the party defeats the Mud and hauls all of the contestants to safety back inside the mansion. Everyone wakes up, confused and healthy, except Alonzo, who can now control the Mud people. His medallion swirls with the same glittering light that was in the vial. The adventurers try to talk him down, but they can't get him off of high alert. So Johnny turns to drastic measures with a charm spell, momentarily keeping Alonzo calm. The mansion is disintegrating under their feet, so Johnny calls for help from Nota Odo. She brings all the contestants into her artist colony, the Homestead. Representative Brink organizes a press conference for a mob of reporters wondering what happened when the TV show cut off. Mostly, they want to know, who won? Representative Brink looks at Inara and asks for her hand in marriage. And Inara's answer is... asking Johnny to drop a flashbang and running away from the press conference. Whew! These stories are getting wilder and wilder. Sleep well, my little tournament champions. We'll find out what happens to our friends another night.